Night, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump makes a historic announcement. Palestinian protesters angered by President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. This is Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Jerusalem, the capital of the Jewish state of Israel. If you weren't aware of that until yesterday, you are now. But we've been aware of it for 3,000 years.
Mr. Netanyahu said Thursday he has no doubt other countries will follow the U.S. in recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. And once the U.S. embassy moves to the city, others will relocate there as well. With more from Jerusalem, Robert Berger for VOA.
Palestinians took to the streets to protest President Trump's change in policy on Jerusalem. They burned Israeli and American flags while shops and schools were closed in a general strike. At flashpoints in the West Bank, stone throwers clashed with Israeli troops who responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. In the Gaza Strip, protests were organized by the Islamic militant group Hamas. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh called for a third Palestinian intifada or uprising. Fearing an escalation, Israel is beefing up security forces in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and along the Gaza border. Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital has sparked anger across the Arab and Muslim world. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said Trump's plan is tantamount to the U.S. abdicating its role as a peace mediator. This is VOA.